Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. Through the prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen. I'd like to look today at a saint I've already spent some time with in this third series of A Word from the Holy Fathers, namely the great luminary of the 11th century, Saint Simeon the New Theologian. To this point in our series, we've been focusing, I think quite rightly, I pray quite rightly, on the themes of repentance, humbleness, and honesty before God, which are so central to our life in Christ. And while never abandoning those themes, which are everywhere and need to be everywhere in our Christian life, I'd like to shift focus a little bit this week and look at St. Simeon's testimony to the Holy Scriptures, namely asking, what are they for? What is the purpose of these sacred texts? And I want to quote for you a passage drawn from his Practical and Theological Precepts, which is a section of his writings that is contained in the Philokalia. St. Simeon talks about the Holy Scriptures in a manner that I find very moving and informative, and I wish to share that with you. Here is what he writes, or rather what he asks. What is the aim of the incarnate dispensation of God's Word, preached in all the Holy Scriptures, but which we who read them do not know? The only aim is that, having entered into what is our own, we should participate in what is His. The Son of God has become Son of Man in order to make us, men, sons of God, raising our race by grace to what He is Himself by nature, granting us birth from above through the grace of the Holy Spirit, and leading us straight away to the kingdom of heaven, or rather, granting us this kingdom of heaven within us, in order that we should not merely be fed by the hope of entering it, but entering into full possession thereof, we should cry, our life is hid with Christ in God. Concluding there with a quotation of Colossians 3, verse 3. What a remarkable little text we have here from our Father among the saints. What is the aim of the Scriptures, of God's incarnate dispensation of His Word preached in them, which we read but do not know? In phrasing the question this way, Simeon is laying bare one of the fundamental understandings he has of the Holy Scriptures, which is that they by and large remain a closed book to us, however often we may read them, yea, even if we may read them every day of our life, if we do not read them with an illumined heart, given grace by the Holy Spirit to see the truth within them. Most of us, Simeon says, when we read the sacred texts, read them with closed eyes, with stopped up ears, and get very little from them. Indeed, it is only by hearing them read to us and explained to us by those who have attained the illumination to see God's Word truly, the holy saints, whom He provides in every age to guide and to teach us, only in their light do we truly see what the Scriptures can reveal. Otherwise we read, but we do not know. And what is it, he asks here, that they contain, which we read but do not know? Specifically, he says, the only aim is that having entered into what is our own, we should participate in what is His. Ponder this for a moment, because here St. Simeon gives voice to a millennium of fathers that had spoken before him, indeed to the whole living heritage of our Church, by proclaiming that the Holy Scriptures exist for a purpose, an ascetical purpose. They exist to transform our lives. And more specifically, they exist so that our life can enter into and be taken up into the life of the Word who spoke these incarnate scriptures, Christ himself. I place such emphasis on this line, this passage from St. Simeon, because this perception of the function, the purpose of the Holy Scriptures is in so many ways at odds with the understanding of Scripture we often find in our modern world. St. Simeon speaks here not at all of the power of Scripture to teach us things. He speaks here not at all of the power of Scripture to inform us about history, to make us aware of the scientific design of the universe, to recount specific stories of the prophets, of the saints, or even of Christ. Though, of course, the Scriptures do all of these things. But their only aim, he says, their only aim, that's his language, is that having entered into what is our own, we should participate in what is his. That is, the Scriptures reveal in both the Old and the New Covenants that Christ enters into our world in order to draw us into his life. And the aim of the Scriptures is to fill our hearts with such love and illumination that we may follow him into that life which he provides. The Son of God has become the Son of Man in order to make us men into sons of God, St. Simeon says. This is what the Scriptures show. And I ask, how often do we have this in mind when we read these sacred texts? Certain portions of the Scriptures are perennially popular amongst Christian and non-Christian readers. We could think of the Gospels, obviously. We could think of the opening chapters of Genesis on creation. We could think of the Apocalypse and the Revelation and the prophetic books of Daniel and Isaiah. We could think of the Psalms. But how often, when we read these things, do we have in our mind this aim of which St. Simeon speaks, which he calls the only aim of these Scriptures? Or rather, when we read them, do we often seek to find some sort of historical awareness? Do we seek to find some sort of doctrinal explanation or justification for a belief or a practice? How often do things become either intellectualized or spiritualized, but in an abstract manner? Rather, St. Simeon says, every word, every breath of the divine Scriptures exists for one purpose: to reveal to us the love of Christ, the condescension of Christ, who comes into the world to save and draws us out of our mundane existence straightway, he says, into the kingdom of heaven, granting it within us if we hear this message rightly. My beloved brothers and sisters, this is an important testimony to Christians today. We must see the Scripture as the saints see it, as a tool for our transformation. The Holy Scriptures are blessed, they are holy. But unless we look at them, and we listen to them, and we encounter them with this aim in mind, they become powerless in our lives. We look at them blind and we listen to them deaf. But if we seek in them that which is their true purpose, examples of a life which leads us to communion with Christ, which draws us by the power of the Spirit into the kingdom of his Father, then, St. Simeon says, we will not merely be fed by the hope of entering into such life, but we will enter into full possession thereof. If we read the Scriptures truly and hear them and hear their call towards an ascetical transformation, then we may cry, together with St. Paul, our life is hid with Christ in God. May we, who hear the Scriptures proclaimed piously in our holy temples, who are enjoined to read them in our homes, to reflect upon them in our prayers. Always be reminded by St. Simeon and so many other fathers whose voice he represents that the scriptures exist for our transformation, for our betterment, for our being drawn up into Christ's own life. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. Simeon, the new theologian, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us, O God, and save us. Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.